Our story begins at the Westside Hospital, where Alexandra is talking with Adriana.
I'm saying that Zoe Jessup is your daughter, Adriana, and there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
That is a quantum leap, Alexandra. Why are you so determined to go there?
Welcome to Scripts and Scruples.
I already told you before that Zoe is the same age as your daughter. Zach Jessup somehow made a deal with your father, or Rachel's father, to take your baby.
No, it's just too much of a stretch.
Well, don't think I won't be asking him.
Alex, his wife just died.
I realize that. But think about it, Adriana. This amounts to him stealing your child from you. We can't let him get away with that.
But we don't have any proof.
I have enough evidence with the address book to at least confront him. There's obviously something he doesn't want Zoe to know. And I'll beat the truth out of him with a stick if I have to.
I don't think he'll need to take it that far.
I want you out of this place, Adriana, and I'm determined to make that happen.
Wait, I have some news of my own for you. Dr. Hunt said I was getting out of here in a few days.
What? That's wonderful.
It sure is. I thought I'd be in here for the rest of my life.
Oh, Adriana, I'm so happy for you. Now we can all start to be a real family again.
In Raven's apartment, Blake is holding Marty on the couch when Raven walks in from the kitchen.
You seem to have a way with Marty, Blake.
You think so? He keeps looking at me like, who the hell are you?
But he's taken to you quickly, though.
I don't really have any baby experience on my resume.
Well, now you do.
Oh, what's that?
What's what?
On your shoulder.
I don't know. I can't see. What is it?
Oh, no. It's Marty spit up.
What?
Oh, and your shirt is so nice, too. I should have warned you.
Great.
I'm sorry, Blake. I don't know how I'll ever be able to repay you for staying here with me and being such a strong protector.
And no good deed goes unrewarded, I see.
Hey, that's Marty's way of saying he likes you.
Oh, yeah.
In Erie, Pennsylvania, Hannah and Todd are talking in the living room of his mother's house.
Well, Mom is down for a nap.
Oh, good. What did the doctor say?
He said she just wasn't getting enough rest. She's been stressed out about Matt and Mac, and it's all added up on her.
So what's the prognosis?
She just needs to get plenty of rest and try to avoid stress for a while, and she should be all right.
Oh, thank God. I don't know how much more this family could take if something were to happen to her.
I don't know how much more I can take, quite honestly.
I know this has been hard on you, babe. You and Mac, you were so close.
He's always been there for me, giving me advice, telling me out of scrapes. So what do I do now?
I think you've grown into a great man, Todd Malone. Mac was so proud of all you've become.
I hope so. I don't know if I'll ever have a close relationship with Matt like I did Mac. We just seem so different.
You never know. Raven and I weren't always as close as we are today. We've sure had our share of ups and downs. I think Matt is still finding his way back into the family.
Yeah. So how are you doing? You were tossing and turning last night in bed.
Oh, sorry. Blocked call. It might be Raven. Hello?
Hey, Cupcake.
Charlie, hi.
Great.
What's going on? How's what's-his-face Malone's mother doing?
It looks like it's nothing too serious. She's going to be fine.
Oh, good to hear. So does that mean you'll be home, like, ASAP?
I'm not sure yet. Probably in a day or two.
Okay. Don't stay away too long. I need you here at TM.
Oh, I'm sure you'll be fine, Charlie.
I don't know about that, Cupcake. Seriously, you do what you need to do, but, then get back here soon before this place falls apart, okay?
Okay. I'll do my best. Bye.
See ya.
God, how I wish you didn't work for that guy.
Oh, come on. Can we please not talk about Charlie? I know the two of you don't get along.
He threatened my job, Hannah. But luckily, Serena put him in his place.
Serena. Now there's someone I don't like. Or trust.
She has been very good to me, Hannah. I owe her a lot.
Join us again next time for another exciting episode of Scripts and Scruples.